Lena.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, everybody out there.
Hey.
What day is it, Lena?
It is Friday.
It is Friday.
Afternoon.
Yes.
October 21st.
October 21st.
We did not release this podcast this morning.
No, which is what we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
Before we...
Swedish time.
Right. Before we go to work and stuff is when we release the podcast, but not today.
Liz, how are you doing?
How am I doing? Well, I'm pretty damn okay at this moment because it's weekend!
Yay!
I so could not concentrate this afternoon from like 12 o'clock on. It was crazy.
Well, we were texting, like counting down the hours for you.
Talk about living in the present moment. I failed at that, like majorly. But I just wanted it to get to the weekend because we have no plans this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels really, really good because it's been a crazy week. Really mm-hmm. busy. But I'm good. I'm good. Work has been really busy. It doesn't let up. But I mean, it's good. So I'm doing pretty good.
And other than work, how are you doing?
I feel like I'm spinning a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good. It's good, but I feel like I'm spinning a little bit. I'm just really busy. I've been doing a lot of stuff in the evenings when I get home as well, a few nights, with life coaching stuff. So really trying to get some detailed stuff going on. Uh-huh. But I can talk about that a little bit later, in just a little bit maybe.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So yeah, it feels, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
There you go. I feel good. So Lena, how are you doing right now?
I am way better right now,
mm-hmm.
Compared to the past weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really like a bad spiral down.
Yeah.
The past, I would say, I don't know, like 5-6 weeks?
I guess. I mean, do you count it as like since my birthday and the TV filming and everything or before then?
I don't actually remember exactly when it started.
But it's been some weeks.
Yeah. And I haven't had like energy and because of some reasons that I know why.
Yeah.
And they were pretty worried at the hospital and you were worried and I was not happy. And
right.
It's just been pretty bad lately. Mm-hmm. But I feel a little bit of a turning point, and I don't want to, like, say too much, hope too much. I'm trying to enjoy this moment and how I'm feeling. There are still some things that are, like, really hard to face, and I don't know how to react and how to face it, and it stresses me out and scares me.
Mm-hmm.
As I always mention, but it's so important, but I'm so blessed by having such great support from you, Liz, and mm-hmm. from other people around me.
Yeah.
Thankful.
Yeah.
So I am a little bit tired, but it's not on that level that I have been the past weeks, I would say.
No.
And I feel really creative.
Yay!
Yeah, so, and I've been doing laundry, I've cleaned the house, I've done the dishes, and it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten all my meals,
mm-hmm.
and then I started, like, crate stuff, which we can talk more about later.
Cool.
So I feel like it's been a pretty okay day.
Oh, that is so good, and it makes me so happy, and I can see it in your face. I can hear it in your voice, but I've seen it this past week.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it, like, grow a tiny bit. It's been actually really clear to me.
Oh, cool.
Grow a tiny bit each week. It's like, no, each day. It's like every day you had just a little bit more energy when I got home. I mean, this mm-hmm. week is totally different than last week, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You know, as for, like, I don't feel like doing anything, but I'm pissed off at myself because I don't feel like doing anything
right.
from that, which was last week, too. Yeah, you're tired, but you started doing some other things, you know, just around mm-hmm. home and everything, and just being more alert, actually,
yeah.
and just feeling a tiny bit more alive. It's been very obvious to see.
Cool. And it's so awesome to not feel or have that feeling where you just lay down on the couch and you don't want to do anything. And then you want to do something, but you don't at the same time. And then mm-hmm. you are restless, but you are exhausted. And it's like, it's horrible. It's like almost being depressed.
Right.
So I'm really glad that I've been able to turn this a little bit, because otherwise I don't know where it would have ended.
Can I ask you what it is that you think has helped to make that change? Has it just happened, or have you done anything to help make that change?
I think there are multiple things, like people believing in me when I'm not believing in myself mm-hmm. to help me to push. Mm-hmm. That has been really helpful. To know that I always can text you, and also mm-hmm. my mentor, that you two are always there, mm-hmm. Means a lot, because then I don't feel like I'm all by myself in this. So I think there are multiple reasons why it has changed. And I'm not saying that everything is like awesome now and rolling, but it is a little bit of a change. Uh-huh. Also because I need to get really, really tired of this disease in order to be able to turn it. Mm-hmm. And I think perhaps I'm getting there where I'm really, really tired of this. Mm-hmm. And I can't help it because it is a sickness. It is a disease. I can't, like, turn it. No. But I can't work, like, harder than mm-hmm. I have before.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can because I have people mm-hmm. who will help me and who are there.
Yeah. It's so critical, no matter what it is that any of us are going through, mm-hmm. To feel like we have support.
Yeah.
A system or a person or whatever.
Yeah.
So critical. I mean, I see that every day, you know, as well. Not just with you, but with my work as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel that way.
And then also when I see other people who has gone through this uh-huh. and now living a good, healthy life, mm-hmm. it's inspiring to see. And sometimes it feels like I'm a hopeless case where it's never gonna mm-hmm. end or change. But then again, I'm thinking about the other people who have been through this, mm-hmm. have been where I am.
Yeah.
And it worked. Mm-hmm. So...
So why is it not going to work for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Eventually. I mean, and yeah.
Yeah, so how I'm doing pretty good.
That's so awesome. I love. I'm so happy.
Me too.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, I've known, like, all along exactly what it is that I needed to do.
Yeah.
It's just that it's so hard to do mm-hmm. it. And nothing works if you don't like it. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, but those are the moments that you're stuck. Mm-hmm. People get stuck.
Yeah.
It's just so hard when you're right in the middle of it and feeling so crappy.
Yeah.
But somehow...
It's almost to tell a person who has broken his or her leg. Uh-huh. And you're like, okay, stand up and walk now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is like that, but it's not like, well... The psychological parts become physical parts mm-hmm. because everything is, like, connected. But yeah. You see my point?
I do.
Should we move on to talk about challenges?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what was your challenge, Liz?
Last week, or this past week, my challenge has been, I wrote it down in our little document as to write a business plan or to take notes, because I made contact with a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, who is a life coach in Asheville, North Carolina, and a friend of ours, and she has said that she would kind of help support me and mm-hmm. be a mentor to me and everything. So,
sweet.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, like, truly. So I contacted her and we finally set up a time to chat, and she sent me some questions to answer. Mm-hmm. And well, I mean, I like half made it on my, like, with my goal and half didn't, because I never answered the questions.
Okay.
Beforehand, which mm-hmm. I said I was going to do with her. So yesterday, Thursday, was when we were going to chat. So we had our little chat time after I got home from work. And she was like, can you email me your questions really fast? And I was like, when we got on Skype together and we're typing, and I was like, haven't really answered them. I kind of forgot about it. And then time got away. All my excuse.
Uh-huh.
And she was totally reading into me right then. She was like, okay, I know how I need to handle you. Basically. So it's so awesome because I need someone who's really tough and really honest and straightforward. Yeah. And that's how she read me. And I mean, she knows that about me anyway. So we had the conversation anyway, which lasted a while. And we just, like, started right off. I mean, it was, like, a first little session with her. And she is just supporting me and challenging me and coaching me in very specific things that I can do to get my life coach business, like, going. Because I have not made the turn from training people and not taking money to owning it and actually starting to charge money.
Right.
And of course, there are a couple of things I need to take care of here in Sweden, you mm-hmm. know, to be like legally able to do that. But that's, so anyways, she gave me homework, which yeah. is due on Sunday. And she is not going to be easy on me, which
that's awesome.
And you know that I need that, like, majorly. Because mm-hmm. There's no excuse for me to not be doing this now. I mean, mm-hmm. this is what I want to do. And,
yeah.
So I have homework. And I have a plan. So it's really awesome. So I'm really pumped. I'm really excited. I'm overwhelmed because I work 8 to 5 like every day. And then uh-huh. I have to. I mean, either I want to do this or I don't want to do it.
Right.
And if I want to do it, then I'm going to make the time after work to do that,
mm-hmm.
which frightens me because I know myself. But anyway.
So do you have a plan of when you're going to do your homework?
Yeah, I have to email her Sunday. Oh, you mean when am I going to work
on
my homework?
It, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can I take that with my challenge for the coming week? Can I talk about that then, or do you want me to talk about it now?
I mean, if it is part... Okay, if well, it is your challenge, then of course you can talk about it.
No, I mean, later. Like, it's my upcoming challenge. That's all I meant. And we usually end with that. So, but I can...
But I said that I didn't know that it was going to be your challenge.
It's going to be my challenge.
Okay, so we come back to that later.
Then. Okay. Sorry, I wasn't clear.
No, it's fine.
So, yes, I did my challenge / didn't all at the same time.
Awesome.
What about you, Lena? What was your challenge and how did it go?
So, because I've had so many challenges where it's been based on negative or hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought last week that I needed something that's more like fun and creative.
Yeah.
So my challenge was to make a stop motion video.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done it halfway.
Yeah.
I have planned it. I have researched by watching YouTube videos on like tips and mm-hmm. settings and how you basically set it up and what you need to think of. So I am pretty much ready to actually take pictures now, like film yeah. or whatever. But I haven't like done it. I haven't like finished it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine because I mean, compared to the past weeks, I haven't been this creative in a long time.
Yeah.
So this is like a pretty big step. So that's good.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. And then I think that I also had as a little challenge beside mm-hmm. my fun creative mm-hmm. challenge to follow my reward plan.
Yeah.
And that I've done.
That you have done. High five.
High five. Yes.
It's awesome.
I'm just going to take a little moment to talk about this because yeah. We had a challenge like 2 weeks ago, or I had a challenge 2 weeks ago where I was going to follow my reward plan,
mm-hmm.
which was a week long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to get my reward at the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I screwed it up a little bit, or not just a little bit. But long story short, I said that I failed. But then I talked actually with my mentor. And she was like, but don't see it as you fail. Because you actually succeeded like 3 or 4 days out of 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a good thing.
Yeah.
So lift that up instead. And I was like, yeah, that's right. And then we were discussing if we were going to split up the week into 2 different parts
mm-hmm.
to have a reward in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then I discussed that a little bit more, and it was like, no, I don't need to split it up. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of, like, how many days to actually, like, fulfill it. Mm-hmm. And in the week. Does it make sense?
Yeah, like, totally. Focusing on what you do instead of what you don't do.
Yeah. So I have started to, like, rethink about this whole thing mm-hmm. with rewards and how many days I do or don't, like, fulfill it. And
yeah.
To not let me down if... Because I don't need to push myself more into the negative spiral. Mm-hmm. So if I manage to fulfill one day, then we should, like, celebrate that day, mm-hmm. you know, and make it something positive. I need to change something that is so negative to me into something that's positive. I need to, like, turn it mm-hmm. the other way, which is really hard, especially when you have been dealing with this for... Mm-hmm. I don't know how many years, more than 10. Mm-hmm. I had set up a goal to try to follow my plan,
uh-huh.
but then not to put too much into it, like to not make it bigger than it actually is, or however to say it. Uh-huh.
Not to put too much pressure on yourself in some way.
Because then it becomes too big and too stressful, and then I'm like, mm-hmm. again, feeling bad. So I made it, like, many days. Mm-hmm. It's been, like, pretty good. So I got a surprise gift card from my wife here today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I did not think that I was gonna, like, get. I wasn't even, like, thinking, or we didn't have a plan for what kind of reward I would get or whatever. And this turned out, like, awesome.
Which is actually super amazing because that means, for me, mm-hmm. that means that you were working on this stuff from the inside.
Yes.
And that's where the changes come.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's amazing. And so I just thought today, this morning, when I went out to grab lunch, before I did that, I was like, I have to. She's worked so hard, you know? And we didn't even... I think that you gave yourself the freedom to not be perfect.
Right.
And yeah. So you loosened that up a little bit. And
therefore, I fulfilled everything.
Yeah. And you lived a little bit more, like, day to day, in a sense.
In somewhat. A sense, yeah.
So, I mean, you just tackled each thing as it came,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to thinking about, if it's Monday, thinking about how it's going to be by Friday.
Yeah.
That's
how I usually do.
Exactly.
Or, like, weeks ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's awesome, my love. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. So today, when we sat down here to record, we were like, what should we talk about today? And... to be honest with you all, listeners, we had no idea.
Nope.
There was nothing, like, coming to us, like, totally clear. Because I would say all of the other times, it's just been like, oh, yeah, of course we're going to do this.
And, right.
But this time it was like, we don't know.
Like, birds chirping. Or crickets chirping. That's the phrase. Where it's like, you know, silent outside.
Yeah.
And it's like, me, me, me.
Yeah. But I think it's nice to also, as we did in another podcast, but then it was planned that we were just going to chit-chat.
Yeah.
And I think this is really nice to...
It is.
To not, like...
It's, again, letting off some pressure.
Yeah.
You know?
But what would be really cool is to ask our listeners if they have any suggestions of subjects.
Yeah.
Something that... you would like for us to talk about or discuss or what's our review or thoughts about something specific.
Exactly.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. And it would feel like we would get to interact even more with you all.
Yeah.
And I think that we want that. You know, we feel and talk about, like, all of your presence and everything, and it's fun. So if we can interact even more, that would be so much fun.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
And then we have also talked a little bit about having a question and answer, a Q&A episode.
This is so fun. I just have to pause you for a second because we're like staring at each other over our like microphone filters and we don't know what the other person is going to talk about because it's so like exciting.
I know.
Because I'm like, what's she going to say? What are we going to talk about? Okay, keep going. Yeah, Q&A.
So I would say that we're not going to set a specific episode when we're going to do it because we don't know like how many questions people actually have or mm-hmm. or so. But I would say that we're going to start collecting questions. Oh, here it comes.
Cat is here. She's been napping in her corner.
Hey.
Can you talk, Zola?
No. So if you have any questions for us, mm-hmm. please email us or comment on our blogs mm-hmm. or tweet us or Instagram, exactly. whatever channels that you feel like uh-huh. you want to reach out on. And I think we're all going to do it like anonymous. So if you have a like personal question, we're not going to like say your name. Or
no, we're not going to say who it is. We'll just take the questions mm-hmm. and answer them the best we can.
Yeah. So that would be really fun because then it's all based on you listeners, like what you want to hear.
It would be a lot of fun. I got a question from someone the other day, or like last night, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't because we said anything on the podcast, uh-huh. but I think that it's a good question to have. So I'm going to put it in our file.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm starting our little basket of questions gathering. So we have one. We want to hear from more of you.
Yeah, hit us.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. Go deep, stay shallow.
It could be like, how many tattoos do you have, or piercings, or what's your favorite color?
I know.
How did you, Lena, get sick? Or, mm-hmm. Liz, where did you study to become a life coach?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And we're going to do our best to answer them.
Yeah. It'll be so much fun, I think.
Yeah.
I really look forward to that. So mm-hmm. please, please send stuff in.
Yes.
The cat is drinking my water. She just stuck her paw in it.
That was adorable.
It was totally adorable.
Scylla, you got fresh water in your bowl.
But this is better and fresher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in a mason jar.
Oh, she's going in again. Okay, now we're talking about the cat. How, like, she's about to get her head stuck. You know those videos that you see with cats, like, with their head stuck in, like, a toilet paper roll or something, anything. She didn't.
I was thinking about a fishbowl or something.
That too. Toilet paper roll probably wouldn't work, but in my animated mind, it was yes. working. But she has walked away now, so I can drink water. So yeah, we don't have any specific theme or anything today.
No.
Just chit-chatting. But I think that that's totally fine. That we just, like, are hanging out with you guys.
Yeah.
And it will be so much fun if we can hang out and you can get to know us even more. Mm-hmm. Some of you may know us personally. Some of you may not know us at all and have just found our podcast. So yeah, send us some messages and stuff. Should we live out our, not blogpost, our website? Like, I can't
talk
all of a sudden.
Tell me, what's your web address?
My web address is belovelive.com. BELOVELIVE.com. That's Liz. And mm-hmm. Lena, what is your?
Mine is lear.se, LIER.SE.
Yes.
Yeah.
So contact us there. Let's just move on to some challenges for next week
yes.
that we have. Because I know that we both have some. Or maybe we have some. Okay, I have one.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. Equal. Lena's going to use the time to not listen to me and think of a challenge. But you guys
Shut
are
up.
Listening to me. You guys are listening. Okay. So mine is pretty easy because it's connected to my life coach thing. Mm-hmm. Since I talked with my friend last night, she has given me homework, which I need to have done, completed by Sunday. It's really cool. And one of the things that I'm going to start thinking about is I'm going to decide when I'm going to work on this. How many days am I going to work on my life coach business.
Mm.
It can be 2 days a week or 3 days a week, or it could be every day, but that I commit to finding a day and finding it or days and finding a time. And that's what I do. So as of right now, in my mind, what's rolling around is that a couple of days a week, two or three, like during the work week, I will come home and I think I'll fix dinner. We can have dinner first. Mm-hmm. And then I'll spend an hour and I can only do life coaching stuff. I'm not exactly sure how I want to figure stuff out with my schedule. So I'm going to commit an hour a day for like two or three days. I'll decide which one out of, because I still want to be able to actually life coach a couple of people mm-hmm. or some people that I have right now. So that's one of the things. And I'm going to, some of my other homework is some very specific things that are business related that I'm going to send an email to my mentor to on Sunday. So, yeah. So I'm going to do these things, and that's my challenge,
Yay.
Is to think and uphold my little homework stuff for right now.
Awesome.
So I'm really excited, and it feels really good.
I'm really excited for you.
Yeah, thank mm-hmm. you. I can feel your support always, and that means a lot.
Ditto.
Have you come up with anything yet,
yeah.
Lena?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I actually do have a few things.
Okay.
One thing is that I'm going to cook next week, but Woo-hoo. The day I'm going to cook is actually when the next podcast will come out, next Friday. But uh-huh. I need to do some preparations uh-huh. in order for that to happen on Friday,
okay.
which I haven't told you about yet.
No, you
but
haven't.
It is, I'm going to cook
it's Friday.
Next Friday.
Okay.
For you who don't know, as part of my eating disorder, I haven't cooked or baked or anything.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do that, but don't eat themselves. But I haven't even, like, done that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've cooked 3 times.
Yeah.
The past, I would say, perhaps 1.5-ish.
Yeah, since year. We moved back to Sweden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually like it. And I know how to do it.
Yeah, you're good.
So, and the 3 times I've done it with my therapist, with my mentor, and then by myself, but you were here at home.
Mm-hmm.
This time, my challenge is going to be to find a recipe that is not, like, eating disorder-y. which means that it's going to be, like, some scary ingredients that's scary to my eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And some, like, challenges in that, like, recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to, like, cook by myself. I have my mentor. To find the recipe and get all the ingredients that I need for that,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be my big challenge. And then is to finish up the stop motion
cool.
video.
That's yep. exciting. That's going to be fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Sounds like good things, my
yeah.
love. So we have a lot of stuff to work on next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, perhaps we can wrap it up now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's fun that we just did this, you know? We just were like, let's roll with it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's good to be spontaneous, you mm-hmm. know, to not have anything necessarily planned all of the time. It doesn't mean that we don't care. It just means that we take it as it comes.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to live, mm-hmm. I think, as something that we try. So, with that,
mm-hmm.
we will begin to bid you farewell, dear listeners, and we wish you all the best and a beautiful week ahead. And don't forget to send us some questions.
Don't forget it.
No, please do it. Please do it. I mean, we're like super, super excited
yeah.
about this, and it would be so much fun. So,
and just don't send ones. Send like 10 if
yeah.
you have 10 or whatever amount you have.
Absolutely. Do it. And we will base an entire podcast on answering those questions.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be so much fun. So take care, all of you out there, all around the world. We send you lots of light and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.